The Reynolds Aluminum Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The Reynolds Metals Company, makers of Reynolds Aluminum, presents Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. A question that is often asked about aluminum windows is, are they more expensive? Well, first, compared with top-quality windows of other materials, the difference is small, if any. But the big point is that rust-proof aluminum never needs painting. You know, it costs about $3.50 to paint a window, and you'll have to repeat that every few years. Add up all that painting expense over a 20-year mortgage life, and it will more than pay the entire cost of aluminum windows. And look what you have, the most modern beauty, the smoothest performance, trouble-free always. Especially if you specify Reynolds aluminum windows. So outstanding in design, so exceptional in their high satinized finish. Choose from the complete Reynolds line, casement, awning, and double hung windows, including picture window combinations. For literature that you can show to your builder or contractor, write to Aluminum Windows, Reynolds Metals Company, Louisville 1, Kentucky. That's Aluminum Windows, Reynolds Metals Company, Louisville 1, Kentucky. According to the old saying, there's a time and a place for everything. If you practice swinging a golf club in the spring, it's the right time. But if you practice it in the house, it's the wrong place. This makes a certain golfer half right and half wrong. Which isn't a bad score for Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, for goodness sake, put that golf club down.
No, I'm not going to hurt anything, kiddo. I just want to show you my form.
I see it, dearie. Getting a little potty, isn't it?
No, I mean my golf form. I want to show you the power I get into my drive.
I saw you drive last week at the golf course, McGee.
Oh, did you?
Boy, did you make the dirt fly.
Well, I may have dug up a little dirt, but I look good doing it. Form is what counts. You heard what that guy playing behind me said to his partner. That guy's a real golfer, he said.
No, dearie. He said that guy's a real golfer.
Sounded like golfer to me. Anyhow, a few practice swings will put me back in the groove. Now, watch how I...
Please, McGee, not in here.
Oh,
now.
Stop worrying, kiddo. I won't hit anything. Now, watch this back swing. What'd I hit?
The wall, thank goodness.
Dad. Look what I've done to my golf club. I cracked it. Now I need a new head.
Oh, you're just self-conscious.
I mean a new head for my driver. I better trot right downtown and get one for all. I'm thinking of it.
Where'd he go?
Oh, the Rod and Gun Golf Shop. 14th and Oaks. They'll fix it.
See, isn't that an odd name for a golf shop, Rod and Gun?
I don't know. Clarence Rod and Tony Gunn don't think so. I'll go get my hat.
See, McGee, while you're down there, you can pick up Aunt Sarah's portrait for me.
Huh?
It's over at the artistic picture frame shop being framed.
Oh, no, Molly. You're not serious about this. You're not serious about hanging that 18x22 hand-tinted monstrosity in this house. Are you?
Well, I certainly am. What's wrong with Aunt Sarah?
That picture of her will stop every clock in this house. Why, her face would stop a freight train. She could stop.
Stop.
Okay.
I have never claimed Aunt Sarah was a beautiful woman, but you must admit she has a nice, strong face.
Strong is right. Even her ears look like they got muscles.
Well, now, I think it's a very nice picture.
Mm-hmm.
And expensive, too.
Yeah, but...
She forgot to rub the price off the back. $17.95.
Oh, is that the price? I thought that was the year she was born.
Now, there's no use making snide remarks, McGee. I've had Aunt Sarah's portrait framed, and I'm going to hang it right there in the dining room.
Oh, please, Molly. Not where we eat.
Well, let me put it this way, dearie.
Yeah.
If Aunt Sarah is hanging on the dining room wall tonight, she looked down at the table loaded with pot roast, mashed potatoes, and apple pie. And if she's not hanging there, you look down at a can of sardines and a cracker.
Now yeah, you win, kiddo. I'll pick her up as soon as I get my driver fixed. Well, I'll see you later, baby.
Okay.
Go into that shop and pick up Aunt Sarah's picture sooner or later, but I'd sooner pick it up later if I could. You know, that's the horror.
Hey, McGee, where are you going? Wait a minute.
Well, if it ain't the world's largest and baggiest physician, Dr. George Gamble. Hi, Flab.
Hello, Drip Lip.
Heard an interesting rumor about you, Doctor.
Oh?
Is it true that you were turned down a state medical examiner on account of because you wouldn't dispose of your stock in general mortuaries?
No, but you're sweet to tell me. What are you doing downtown with a golf club over your shoulder?
Oh.
Looking for a lost ball from one of your wild drives?
No, I just brought this club down and had a new head put on it. Hey, come on across the street with me, will you, George?
Why, where?
To the picture frame shop. I got to pick up a portrait of Molly's Aunt Sarah. Boy, do I need moral support.
Aunt Sarah, is that the rich one?
Yeah. $8 or $9 million and a wrinkle in her puss for every nickel of it. My only hope is to get Molly to hang the picture in my den. Then I can tell people it's a buffalo I shot.
She sounds like a charming woman.
Oh, dear.
I'd like to go with you, if only to watch you suffer. But I've got to get back to the office.
Hey, wait a minute. Look, let me show you how much better my swing is going to be with this new head on my driver this year. Here, I'll show you.
Well, out here on the street?
Why not? I'm not one to hide my talent.
Somebody sure hit it. Doesn't show a bit.
I got real good form now, boy. Smooth as the seat of your Sunday serge suit. Stand back, Fatso.
Okay.
You see, I don't only put power in the forward swing. I start by putting power in the back swing. What? What'd I hit?
Fire alarm box. Careful, the club is stuck in it. If you pull that down,
I'll get it loose. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Oh, my God.
That did it. Turning in a false alarm.
Well, I didn't mean it. It was an accident. I'll explain it to the fireman.
Sure, you'll have 5 years to explain this
one.
No. I'll see you on visitors.
Hey, Doc, wait. Oh, that rat. Deserting the ship when I'm sunk. Oh, well, nobody saw me turn in the alarm, though. I'll just sneak away and forget.
Hey, you!
Oh, my gosh, you can't. Oh, I'm getting out of here fast.
Hey, you stay where you are. I saw you turning that alarm.
You stay where you are, my freedom-loving clavicle. He ain't going to put me in jail. I'm getting out of here.
Billy Mills in the orchestra and April in Portugal.
Thank you.
Mr. McGee is on the lam. We find him now crouched in the shadow of the Elks Club steps. Overhead, Ole, the janitor, is busy with a mop.
I got spores that jingle, jangle, jingle. Gee, what was that noise? Couldn't be a leaky radiator. I ain't inside. And there it goes again. I never saw a snake around the Elks, but if I see one now, I'll clop it with a mop.
Ole, it's me.
Oh, hello, McGee. What are you doing down there?
Not so loud, Ole. Pretend I ain't here.
Oh, I got no time to play games. If you want me to thank you ain't here, go there and don't be here.
You don't understand, Ole. I'm hiding out. The cops are after me.
Cops?
Yeah, I turned in a false alarm by accident and the cops saw me. I'm in real trouble. Ain't there someplace down in the basement you could hide me?
Well, there's the broom closet,
yeah.
But I keep my lunch in there.
Oh.
I ain't sure I trust you with my lunch pail, McGee.
Oh, don't be silly, Ole. I'm not...
A feller that turns in false alarms might took another feller's Swedish meatballs.
I told you I turned in the alarm by accident.
That don't mean you couldn't swallow a meatball on purpose.
Oh. Ole, I don't even like Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, of course, I wouldn't force them on you, McGee.
Look, Ole, please.
Maybe you'll be happier in jail with nice cold bread and water.
I don't want to go to jail. I want you to hide me until...
Hey, I see you. Stay where you are.
It's too late. That's the cop that's on my trail. I'm leaving.
Well, there he goes. The poor man's Jesse Ames.
Shook him again. Maybe if I just stay on the street and mix with the crowd, he won't spot me.
Hiya, Fib.
Oh, hi, Mabe.
Where's Ma?
Home.
Resting?
Cooking.
Oh.
Where's Mort?
Pool.
Swimming?
Shooting.
Oh.
Bye, Fib.
Bye, Mabe. Oh. Mabel Toots. Probably would have cut me dead if she knew I was wanted by the law. My gosh, this sneaking around.
Well, hello there, pal.
Oh, hi, Junior. I'm glad to see you, boy. I got trouble.
Oh, what's wrong, pal?
Well, I'm on the lam. I turned in a fire alarm by mistake, and the cops are after me like a flock of hungry ducks after a June bug. Maybe you can help me, Junior.
Pal, you came to the right man.
Good.
I have a friend who'll take care of you. He'll put you in a safe place.
Oh, that's great, Junior. Great. Where's he live? Where's he live, this friend? Where...
Right near Tenth and Pine.
Tenth and Pine.
Yeah, I don't remember the number, but you can't miss the house.
Yeah.
It has striped awnings on all the windows.
Awning striped, yeah.
Beautiful aluminum awnings, pal. Made of Reynolds aluminum.
Yeah, oh, okay.
The Reynolds Metals Company, you see, supplies most all of the leading awning manufacturers.
Yeah. Though.
And those aluminum awnings are beautiful.
Sure, sure, but your friend...
They're so gay and colorful. Mm-hmm. Make a house look bright and cheerful.
Yeah, but what that got to do with
and
the guy?
And aluminum awnings. Aluminum awnings, you know, can be adjusted to let in light and air while they keep the hot sun out.
Well, never mind about keeping the hot sun out. I'm hotter than a homemade pistol right now. All I want to keep out is the cops. Will this guy cover for me if the cops come on account of because of you?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't worry, don't worry. He'll cover for you like those aluminum awnings cover the window.
Oh, this...
Boy, what an improvement they make in a house.
Yeah,
pal.
But the guy's out.
And they're a permanent improvement, too, because aluminum does not rust.
Yeah, what the guy
aluminum
saying?
Awnings stay on your house the whole year round, protecting you from snow and rain.
Ah, what's his name, Junior? What's his name?
Who?
Your friend.
Oh, my friend at Tenth and Pine?
Now, come on.
Lieutenant Stein of the police force.
Police? You said he'd put me where the cops wouldn't find me.
Right. What cop would think of looking for you in jail? Hurry on over there, pal, and good luck.
Why, that aluminum-plated double-crosser. Some friend he turned out to be. All he cares about is...
Hey there, you! Wait right there!
That cop again. I'll duck around the corner and shake that guy like a bottle of French dressing.
Oh, my goodness. Why don't you look where you go?
I'm sorry, bud. I was looking over. Oh, it's you, Wimple.
Oh, hello, Mr. McGee. What's your hurry?
Hey, quick, Wallace. Duck in the Bonton doorway here with me. Come on, Wallace.
My goodness. What's wrong, Mr. McGee? You look as nervous as a leftover Democrat.
Look, Wimp, do me a favor. Pretty soon a cop will come around that corner looking for me. When he does, I'll scrunch back here in this doorway and you step out and tell him I went that-a-way.
Which-a-way?
That-a-way. You got it?
You can depend on me, Mr. McGee.
Good.
I was a lamb stiff from the law myself once.
You? What did you do?
I jaywalked. Policeman saw me and I jay-ran like the dickens.
Why, Wallace, you little rascal.
I hope your policeman gets here soon.
Yeah?
I'm due at a meeting of the Wistful Vista Bird Watchers.
Oh?
To give a talk on the feeding habits of the Lower Florida wetback.
That's a bird? The wetback?
Yes.
Oh?
It's very cross-eyed and eats nothing but grapefruit.
Oh.
When it pecks the grapefruit, the juice squirts into its eyes and brings forth tears.
Uh-huh.
Due to the bird's cross-eyed condition, these tears flow down its back. Hence the name, Wet Back.
That's very interesting. Oh, here comes that cop. Get out there, Wimp. Go on. Go meet him and do your stuff now.
All right. I'll throw him off the stand. Good afternoon, officer. Were you looking for someone?
Yeah, a little guy in a brown suit. You see him?
As a matter of fact, I did see him. He went, darn my memory. Which way did you go, Mr. Newton?
I'm going.
Hey, wait. Come back here. Hey!
I sort of crouched down here behind the magazine rack.
Me?
Oh, hi, Kramer.
Get away from those magazines. This is a drugstore, not a public library.
Believe me, Kramer, I'm in no mood for reading. I just
Well,
let's
go on home. Your wife's called here twice asking if I'd seen you.
Oh?
Says you're wandering around with a picture of her Aunt Sarah. Have you got it?
Not yet. Can I go out through your back door, Kramer?
The back door? Why?
Well, what would you say if I told you I was in trouble?
Why, I wouldn't say a word.
No?
I'd just give a merry laugh.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's what I thought. Well, get set for a guffaw. I turned in a false alarm by mistake, and a cop's chasing me like I was Billy the Kid. Can I duck out through your back door, Kramer?
Well, I don't mind doing a favor for a customer. A cash customer, that is.
Oh, blackmail, huh? I can't sneak out unless I buy some of your shoddy merchandise, huh? Okay. You got me in a bind. I'll buy a cigar.
Oh, no. I have something special for you. This handsome inlaid Chinese checker table.
Oh, no. Not that hunk of junk, Kramer. You've been trying to unload that thing for 2 years.
Yes. Nobody seems to appreciate its beauty, but you do.
How much?
It's been reduced to $7.98.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you have it at the original price of $15.
Oh, no. By George, I won't do it.
Is that the cop who's chasing you, the one just crossing the street?
Yeah, that's him, and I just bought a Chinese checker table.
I knew you loved nice things.
You know, I haven't got the cash on me. Is it okay if I sign an IOU?
Of course. Your name on an IOU is legally binding. Here's paper and a pen.
Yeah. My George Kramer, you ought to wrench your heart out to crack walnuts with. Here's the IOU. I'll pick up the table later.
Ah, thanks, McGee. The cop just came in the front door. You better leave now.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So long, Shylock.
Oh, this is great. He's been putting things over on me for years, but I finally got it. I owe you $15. Signed, Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid!
Why, that little chiseler, he did it again!
The King's Men, and By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Place, park, scene, dark, silvery moon is shining through the trees. Pass to me, you, sound of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one, begun.
Then some dialogue.
Where would you like to spoon my cue with you, underneath the silvery moon. By the light of the silvery moon, by the silvery moon, I want to spoon, I want to spoon, I want to spoon, to my honey a croon love tune. Honeymoon, 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 keep a shining in June, keep a shining in June, your silvery beams will bring love's dream. We'll be cuddling soon, we'll be cuddling soon, by the silvery moon, by the silvery moon, by the light, sweet, bright, sweet light of the shimmering moon, 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 I want a spoon, I want a croon, to my honey, 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 a tune. Honeymoon, keep on, keep on, keep on a-shining in June. Silvery beams will bring us beautiful dreams. We'll be cuddling
that cop a slip again. Maybe I can slow down a while. Whew, I'm pushed. I can just get into Walt's malt shop and have a quiet cup of coffee and calm on a... Oh, hi, old-timer.
Well, hello there, Johnny. Yeah. Hey, you look kind of scared, son. Somebody chasing you?
Never mind that. You see a cop any place around?
No, but I'll get you one. Somebody trying to rob you, son?
No, no, I don't.
I'll get a cop. Please, sir, please. Let's stop somebody. Murder, please.
No, cut it out, Dad Reddit.
Hey, wait a minute.
Pipe
down, will you?
But you said... Skip it. My gosh, I got trouble enough. I came downtown this morning on a simple errand and all heck busted loose.
Heck?
Yeah. Molly left a portrait at the picture frame shop and I came in to get it. And...
Picture, eh? Who's it of?
Well, it's an 18x22 hand-tinted horror picture of Molly's Aunt Sarah. And what a nightmare. She's got a look on her face like she was 40 miles from home and her broom broke down.
I think I met her at your house, Johnny.
I probably did.
Is that the one that when she smiles, it looks like she's getting ready to play a trumpet solo?
That's her big smile, yes. She had her hair done special for this portrait she sent us. Got it arranged in them kind of careless curls around her face, you know. Looks like she just popped up from the bottom of the ocean through 30 feet of kelp. I tell you, boy, she... Hey, look, I'm afraid to stand out here in the open. Come on into Walt's small shop with me, will you?
Well, I'd love to, Johnny, but I got to go to meet my girlfriend, Bessie.
Uh-huh.
Taking her out to dinner tonight.
Yeah, out to dinner. Where are you taking her?
Over to her sister's house. Come on.
I can relax a while in Walt's place here. As soon as it gets dark, I can sneak home and tell Molly what happened. Oh, hi, Walt.
Well, hello, Faber. Come in.
Who's here? Anybody?
Not a customer in the joint, Faber.
Good. I just want some coffee and peace and quiet. I'll go grab a stool.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Cora.
Oh, afternoon, Miss McGee. Sit right here.
I don't like to sit with my back to the door, Cora. I'll take this stool here.
Well, anything you say, Miss McGee.
Yeah.
You've been watching them Western movies again, where the sheriff always sits with his back against the wall?
No. I just happen to be
because
kind of...
Because my kid does that all the time.
Yeah.
Westerns and, oh, those space comics.
Oh.
Space men, space women.
Yeah.
Honestly, my kid's head is just crammed full of nothing but space.
Well, he probably inherits it, Cora. How's the coffee today?
Just the way you like it. Black as a tomcat and just as full of fight.
that Cora. She's a quiz. I wish Molly was down here so I could go home with her. Instead of having to sneak up alleys and out.
Aha! Oh. There you are, mister. At last.
Oh, my gosh, that copper. Hey, what'll I have?
I've been after you all day, Mac.
Oh, okay. Okay, you got me. I'll go quietly. Slip the cops on me, copper. Put the cuffs on me, copper.
No.
Hey,
I
what goes on here, Monahan? Don't go arresting my customers. McGee's an innocent man.
Oh, that's telling him, Walt.
Yeah.
Nobody's arresting anybody, Walt.
Huh?
I've been trying to catch up with this man all day. Want to congratulate him on his quick thinking.
What?
You know what he did, Walt?
What?
He spotted a fire at 14th and Oak today and turned in the alarm before anybody else even saw the blaze. That's right. The fireman got in there and saved everything, thanks to Mr. McGee.
You mean there really was a fire? I mean, yeah, boy, that really was a fire. Yes, sir, you betcha.
Could have been a bad one.
Yeah,
that was mighty quick thinking, McGee.
What happened, Walt, was, I was down at 14th and Oak, and I smelled smoke, see?
Right.
So quick, I turned the alarm in, and then I, shucks, my gosh, I'm not one to hang around and take a lot of bows just for doing my duty. So I beat it.
Gee, he's a real hero, Walt.
No, shucks, there's nothing any red-blooded American boy couldn't have done. Where was the fire, officer? I only smelt the smoke. I didn't look to see where it was coming from.
The artistic picture frame shop.
Picture frame shop?
That's right. They claimed if you hadn't been so quick with the alarm, every picture in the joint would have burned up. Completely.
You mean that, sir? I kept it from... Oh, I'm so impulsive.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Here's a hot idea for you housewives who are always looking for something special to serve. It's hot garlic bread. You take a loaf of French bread and cut 3/4-inch slices not quite through to the bottom crust. Then mix softened butter or margarine with chopped parsley and a crushed clove of garlic or garlic salt and spread on each slice of bread over the top. And spread on each slice and over the top. Now wrap the whole loaf in Reynolds wrap, leaving the aluminum foil partially open at the top so the steam can escape. Now heat in a hot oven, 400 degrees, for 15 to 20 minutes, and serve right in the foil. Delicious. And with Reynolds wrap, you needn't be afraid of the bread burning. And the foil wrap will keep it piping hot until you're ready to eat. Try this savory garlic bread, and always have Reynolds wrap on hand, the original and genuine. Comes in standard 25-foot rolls, in jumbo economy rolls, 75 feet. Also, heavy-duty Reynolds wrap, half a yard wide. Made by the Reynolds Metals Company, world's largest producers of aluminum foil.
Okay, Molly, okay. Got to have this picture of Aunt Sarah in the dining room. I'll hang it there for you.
Well, thank you, dearie.
But I still don't think we ought to hang it facing the kitchen.
I don't care which way it faces, just as long as you hang it in the dining room.
Would you say that again, kiddo?
I said as long as you hang it in the dining room, I don't care which way it faces.
Good. Hand me the hammer.
Which way are you going to hang it?
Facing the wall.
No!
Good night.
Good night, all.
Reynolds Metals Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum, has brought you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed with Bill Thompson, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, John McIntyre, Jeff Kirkpatrick, Elvia Alden, Mary Jane Croft, Herb Weitzman, and me, Harlow Wilcox. This is National Sunday School Week, a time to rededicate ourselves to the task of providing religious education for our youth. To build better citizens, take your children to Sunday school. See you again next Tuesday night. Good night.